The federal government is making a new bid to scrap the carbon tax today and promising that it could save families around $550 next financial year. But Labor's focus is on families who they say will receive around $6,000 a year less because of the budget. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.
Labor used Question Time to ask the same thing many times, with just small variations.
A single income family with two children earning $65,000 a year will be $6,000 a year worse off because of the Prime Minister's broken promises on the GP tax, the petrol tax, family payments and cost of living.
Can the Prime Minister confirm that because of his budget, a single income family earning $65,000 a year with two kids will be around $6,000 worse off?
The Prime Minister answered with the same reply each time, that families will still receive government money.
A sole parent with two dependents aged 6 to 13 earning $60,000 a year in 2016-17 will get $8,348 from the taxpayer.
Mr Abbott didn't directly respond to the $6,000 figure. Instead, he defended the budget strategy generally.
There have been some tough decisions in this budget. I accept that. I accept that this government has made some hard choices in this budget. We had to make tough decisions. We had to make hard choices because, Madam Speaker, members opposite consistently shirked the tough decisions.
Today, Mr Abbott reintroduced the bills to scrap the carbon tax and urged Labor to back them.
The Leader of the Opposition liked to stand up before the election and say that he would terminate the carbon tax. Well, he has an opportunity to be the terminator. Make an honest politician of himself. Vote to terminate the carbon tax.
The Environment Minister Greg Hunt had a similar theme.
Bills were introduced today which would deliver a $550 a year reduction in the cost of living.
He says there's evidence that power costs will come down if the carbon price goes.
And the Tasmanian Economic Regulator came to a very interesting conclusion. The regulator authorised a reduction of 7.8% in the bills faced by Tasmanians today for their electricity. This isn't a failure to increase, this is an actual reduction of 7.8%. That's what Tasmanian families will receive if they have the carbon tax bills passed.
Coalition ministers sprinkled their answers today with references to a report about disunity between the opposition leader Bill Shorten and the other leadership contestant Anthony Albanese.
Some people call the member for Graindler and the member for Maribyrnong people's choice versus faction's choice, but at the moment they're being a bit more like the mongoose and the cobra, Madam Speaker. If you read this morning's Australian, you'll see Troy Bramston writing the Australian. He talks about the politics being absolute disunity. Disunity is death.
Mr Albanese insists it's not true.
It contains a number of falsehoods, assertions and fictions. And they are absurd, wrong, without any attribution, unprofessional and contradicted by a cursory examination of the facts and recent history.
Question Time was both unruly and a bit chaotic, including a wordy question from independent Bob Catter about coal mining in the Galilee Basin.
Would the PM dialogue with Queensland have already given the jobs to 457s and the rail line to GVK, to China First, to Mac Mining, to Adani and reportedly to Santa Claus and the Abominable Snowman?
The Honourable Member's time has expired. I call the Honourable the Prime Minister. He may ignore the Abominable Snowman.
The session ended with the former Treasurer Wayne Swan being suspended for this comment about the Prime Minister.
The Member for Lilley will withdraw his comment and leave under 94A.
I withdraw, but he's still a liar.
Madam Speaker, there's really only one explanation for the Member for Lilley's outburst a few moments ago, and that is a guilty conscience. That is a guilty conscience. A guilty, guilty conscience. It was, after all, the Member for Lilley who opened up the 2012 budget speech by saying the 4 years of surpluses I announced tonight.
And while the lower house engaged in the budget and carbon debates, the Senate ranged more widely, with Labor's leader in the upper house, Penny Wong, quizzing the Attorney General George Brandis about the backlash over his refusal to use the term occupied East Jerusalem.
Could the necessary measures urged by the Council of Foreign Ministers of the Organisation of Islamic Cooperation include trade sanctions? How much will Senator Brandis's intellectual arrogance cost Australian farmers?
Well, Mr President, I think that the question poses a hypothetical proposition. There is no evidence that that hypothesis is the reality, and therefore I don't think I can assist the Senator any further.
The Attorney-General George Brandis ending Louise Yaxley's report.